Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Rory.
How are you?
Deece, I'm good. I'm good. I'm in my sweats. I'm good.
You know what?
I
You're in your
didn't have to
sweats.
say that.
You look phenomenal.
Oh, well, that just, that comes with the sweats.
I have to get dressed up and shower and lotion my whole body for these dates. And you throw on whatever you have around the house and get yourself a cup of tea and you're ready.
I don't need to moisturize. I'm very moist, so.
I'm
I didn't mean to say
slippery
that
as
out
hell.
loud. Jesus Christ, I regret that
Well,
every
here we
second.
are on our first dates podcast.
Yeah.
Pull it together, Zoe.
I
You're
literally.
going on a date in a second. Pull it
All
together.
right, it's been pulled. It's been pulled.
Okay,
We're pulled.
Zoe,
Yeah.
now that it's been pulled, I did want to bring up one real quick thing before we talk about our podcast. I think your name's really sexy.
Clar?
No, that sounds like a weapon from Middle Earth. But I'm talking about Zoe. Like, I think that would be like if I met two people that looked exactly the same and you were like, "Hi, I'm Zoe," and the other one was like, "Hi, I'm Becky." I'd be like, "Ugh, hi, Zoe.
Yeah,
How are
well,
you?"
that my parents named me Zoe because it's sexy.
I thought so. They
They were thinking ahead.
saw this baby and they were like, "God, this has got to be a sexy name we got to put on this baby."
I was clearly a sexy baby, like you.
All right, sexy baby, will you tell everybody what we do on this podcast?
Sorry, I'm like losing it. This is gonna be a mess. Me and Rory, single, handsome gentlemen. And we go on 25-minute dates with people we love on the internet, depending on if they like me, the handsome gentleman, or Rory, the handsome gentleman.
Yes. We are
Wait.
two handsome gentlemen, I guess, if that's how you want to label us.
That's how it's going right now.
These are people that we met online, and they're people we're really excited about. We love them. They're funny. They're interesting. And just like how it can be on like OkCupid or other sites like that, you can be really excited about somebody and then find out later that they are super lame.
Yeah, I bet that's gonna happen today.
I don't think it will, believe me, because I have somebody lined up
I don't believe you.
that is very cool. But
Cool.
just to talk about what we do here, like we give them the space to prove how cool they are and kind of flesh out their personality, right?
Yeah, totally.
So, we're going to go on these 25-minute dates. I feel like, you know what, Zoe, I got a feeling that maybe you go 30 minutes with this guy today. He's incredible.
You think he can go 30 minutes?
Well, first off, he's a beaut. He's a beauty of a human being. He's got one of those like I feel like he looks like from the 1950s. Like he would go good in like American Graffiti. He's a real handsome gentleman. He's incredibly funny. The stand up all over the country, and he even writes on shows as big as like the Pete Holmes show on TBS. And his name is Chris Thayer. You know him.
I do, yeah.
So
Sadly.
you're gonna hey. Cool it. This is a guest on our podcast.
Sorry. Happily,
But
I
you guys are
happily
going to
am.
talk about that. I'm going to go away. Chris, are you here?
I'm here. I'm ready to do this. Let's do this.
I can already hear the spikes, the sparks flying. So
Let's
I'm
get
going
it on. Let's do
to. All
this
right,
thing. You
let's get
guys.
it on right now.
Why, Chris?
Wow.
Can I ask one question real quick, Chris? Why did you want to come on first dates?
I'm just hell of horny.
All right, I'm gonna get out of your way then. You guys have fun.
I don't know if that's gonna happen.
It's fun.
Are
I
you think it's fun to be
think
horny?
this is already fun.
Yeah,
This is
you're.
fun to me.
Yeah, I can tell.
First dates, first dates, first dates. Come on a date.
Okay, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fucking horny.
Well, I think we're gonna get along just fine.
Don't know yet. That's all that matters, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh God, I am so sorry.
We're off
Okay,
to a good
Chris.
start. Okay.
Yeah. So we're dating now. We're on a date.
Okay. Where are we?
Oh. Okay. Good question. We are
How
in
happy?
a restaurant. We're in a Red Lobster.
Your choice, apparently.
Yeah, definitely my choice. I like, I've never actually never been to Red Lobster, but
Oh man, those Cheddar Bay biscuits, you gotta try them.
That's why we're going.
Oh, well.
Do they come free on the table?
And look what just came to the table. It's a side of Cheddar Bay biscuits for my babe, Zoe Clark.
God damn it, Chris. Thank you. Are you going to feed me?
If you want me to.
I do.
And I'll feel it out by like picking one up and sort of gesturing at you.
With the biscuit,
yeah.
And like then, shaking it in my face?
No, I'll just like pick it up and be like, "Huh?" You know? And sort of read your reaction. Huh? Yeah. I'm like a sensual guy, so.
Yeah, those are the noises that get me going.
Huh?
The biscuit offering.
Huh? You want me to feed you this biscuit?
Yeah.
And then I'll just feed you this biscuit.
With your hand or with a fork?
With my hand.
Are you going to butter the biscuit?
No.
Why not?
These biscuits don't need butter. Where we're going. where we're going, they don't need butter.
Where's that?
Red Lobster.
Right. Are they cheddar bacon, you said?
No, Cheddar Bay. It's
what bay?
It's a registered trademark of
Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Wow, the Cheddar Bay.
Yeah, they're delicious. I think they have like chives or like green onions or something. There's something oniony about them, I believe. I don't think it's just cheddar.
It can't. That, there's bay in there.
What'd you say?
Nothing. So, you're feeding me these oniony biscuits.
Yeah.
What's going through your head?
I'm thinking, wow, this is off to a great start.
I didn't even have to butter them.
I know, we just started this date, and I'm already feeding you these great biscuits.
At Red Lobster.
Your choice.
Are there mirrors in Red Lobster? Like, are we going to see ourselves as you feed me the biscuit?
No, Red Lobster would close down if they had mirrors inside and people saw how they were eating.
That's my fantasy.
A mirrored Red Lobster.
Yeah. Well, because like some pizza places are mirrored and you like watch yourself slowly eat the slice.
And you're into that?
Yeah.
Gotta film like it. A verse that was left off of like Ludacris's What's Your Fantasy?
Like, yeah, it's the missing verse.
The mirrored Red Lobster verse.
I'm his ghostwriter, so it makes sense. So, Chris, okay. what are you getting me for Christmas?
Well, I assume you're Jewish, so I'm not going to get you anything.
That's not out safe of respect. To assume. That's really disrespectful not to get your date a present for Christmas.
But it's dishonorable towards your tradition. I don't know if that was the right words.
My tradition has nothing to do with this date. You tell me what you're getting me for Christmas. I'm going to be really upset if you don't get me an amazing gift.
I think I'm going to get you a little book called Codependent No More after this little interaction we just had.
But this is only... Okay, so this means we'd be dating a week. You get me Codependent No More. Yeah, I mean, I can't even eat without you. You have to feed me now.
Yeah.
Every meal.
It's like, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to feed you, but... I can tell that you need me to. You feel like you need me to.
Yeah, I need to be fed. Being around you just like...
Makes you hungry.
Makes me super hungry. For biscuits only.
Nice.
Thank you. It is nice. So, Chris. You're a comedian.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And you go around.
Yeah, I travel.
You travel, so...
Here and there.
How are you going to keep me satisfied, you know? Long distance.
In what respect?
Sexually.
I was hoping you would say that.
There you go.
Well, what are you into?
I mean, like, would...
Sexually.
Sexually. I've never had phone sex, but would you have phone sex with me?
God, this is all over the place, huh?
Yeah, I'm all over the place right now.
Are you okay?
No.
What's wrong?
Haven't had phone sex in a while.
Is there something more serious at hand here? Should I be concerned about you?
I mean, that's a really complicated question.
So yes.
What is leading you to ask me these questions?
Well, I was like, this is all over the place, and you were like, I'm all over the place.
that was me trying to pose sex with you.
Are you okay? And you didn't say yes. You said, "Woo!" said the equivalent of that.
Yeah, that's just another biscuit feeding noise.
Yeah, if it would help you feel better, yeah.
Can we try?
Phone intercourse?
Mm-hmm.
You mean
now? Yeah, right now.
In front of Rory.
Chris, I'm all over the place right now.
Wait, are we starting?
Yeah, we're starting.
Oh,
I'm all over the place right now.
Okay, I'm chasing you around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I just took off my shoes.
Yeah,
now we're barefoot.
You run, but you can't hide.
I mean, I would never hide from you.
Yeah, well, good. Don't try, because you can't, like I said before.
Okay, I won't try. I understand. This feels like a threat.
It is a little.
What would you do if I hid?
It's going to be so much worse if you hide.
Oh, dear God. What have I done?
This is going to be the lost episode, isn't it?
There's so many lost episodes. I'm sweating.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, Chris, does that answer your question? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep you satisfied while I'm gone.
Yeah. No, that I definitely feel like satisfied. I'm definitely sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how aroused I am. Because I'm hiding from you.
No.
And the fear.
You are going to pay. I'm going to punish you.
Punish me. With your words.
No, I'm physically going to punish you.
You're physically going to punish me.
Yeah.
Force feeding me biscuits.
Nope.
Yeah, because that sounds great.
That's what you want. I know.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I like.
I'm going to get a skillet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with the skillet, Chris?
I'm gonna punish your butt with it.
The outside of my butt?
Yes, you monster.
I'm no monster.
I'm not gonna murder you.
Well, I mean, at this point, I kind of wish you would.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but then you go to jail.
I thought it was going well.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Remember when you said you were all sweaty?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good thing.
It's like a side effect of my medication.
You told me it because you were all horned up.
You're horned up.
You told me you were horned up, and that's why you were sweaty.
Yeah, well, that was a white lie to make you feel better about yourself.
Okay,
and then
so you started lying to us.
Yeah.
You're demanding gifts. You can't feed yourself.
I don't like getting spanked with skillets.
Okay, I didn't say I was going to spank you.
I don't like getting punished via skillet on my butt.
On my butt.
Yeah, on it.
Okay. Well, what do you like?
What do I like? Biscuits and dates.
Have you asked people on the podcast your go-to first date question?
No.
You haven't asked it yet?
No, I actually haven't asked it yet. I do have a go-to first date question.
You do, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's...
I feel bad that you haven't asked it because you remember how hard it was for me to answer it?
No, I don't remember.
Oh.
Wow. You think if you gave the answer and I didn't give the question, people would figure it out?
Yeah, but I still don't remember what my answer was, so I feel like it would be, like, hell for me to think about and try to figure it out, even though it's a simple question.
It's a very simple question. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the simplest question.
Okay, can you reveal the question and then we'll talk about the question?
You would like me to reveal the question?
Yeah. This is your go-to first date question.
Here it is.
Go ahead.
Okay. Make your own Neapolitan ice cream with three separate flavors. Keep in mind, here's the kicker. Keep in mind which is in the middle.
Yes.
There's the question. See, it really, it's a great question. Really reveals a lot about a person.
Now, like their first of all, does it? Second of all,
yes.
Why is that your go-to first date question?
Because it is innocent, like me. And I feel like it sparks a conversation because some people are like, I like sorbet. And then you really have to think about whether you should want to be with them, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. I think all of my ice creams were like specialty ice creams that I miss from San Francisco.
Yeah, you're right. You were getting nostalgic on the ice cream thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like butterscotch like ice cream with Oreos in it or whatever. Super nostalgic.
No way.
Yeah, this is why I don't invent ice cream.
They were way more like annoying. Like,
yeah, they were bougie.
Exactly.
You think you're bougie? You bougie, bro?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Am I?
Yeah, I think you're a little bougie.
You sound like shocked.
It's the skillet.
I don't think I am. Is it because I chose a skillet and not a regular pan to punish your butt with?
I mean, the skillet was definitely an interesting choice.
But I also knew about Red Lobster. Is that bougie to you?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Is that why you haven't been? Because it's
way too bougie.
Where do you go? Cheesecake?
Yeah, I fucking love the Cheesecake Factory.
I've literally never been to the Cheesecake Factory.
Second date. The waiters are the best there. Great waiters at the Cheesecake Factory.
What is so great about them?
They get very in your business and kneel down and talk to you on your level.
And that's sexy the kind of to thing me. You're into.
Especially on a date. It really like, actually I've never been there on a date because like the servings are too big. Come on, I'm not crazy. But
you could split it family style or about to start a family style.
Ooh.
Wink.
Ooh. That's great. That's a great idea for a restaurant.
About to start a family style?
Yeah. We can start that restaurant together as man and wife.
Aww.
Yeah, it'd be so cute.
Yeah.
No utensils. You have to serve the other person with your hands.
And it's all butterless biscuits.
That's the only thing our restaurant serves?
And mirrored walls.
Do we have punishing skillets on hand?
Yeah, for dessert. Hey, baby.
You can run, but you can't hide.
A number of ice cream flavors for people to make their own Neapolitans to share with each other.
My go-to first date question. You remember.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
I've been listening.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you for that.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So have you, do you punish your dates frequently?
Excuse me?
Do you punish your dates frequently?
No. I heard you. Why? What does that mean?
I mean, via skillet or whatever else is handy.
Is this...
yeah.
I'm so scared.
You should be. This is revenge.
What is this revenge for?
This is revenge for all of the other women you've punished. Or men. I don't know. I don't know what you did in San Francisco. Oh. Sorry.
I came here to start a new life, Zoe. Let's not talk about my past.
Your past. You came where to start a new life?
I moved to L.A., here in L.A., where I live, and also where you live.
Yeah, we live. We hang out.
We hung out.
Yeah, we hung out, and it was...
not hung out. We hang out. We're friends.
Yeah, I'd say that.
If you're listening to this podcast, Zoe and I are just friends.
That's all it is.
Okay, I don't know why you're...
I'm putting ideas in his head.
Yeah.
So, but in this hypothetical situation, mm-hmm. Where we're more than friends, mm-hmm. do I have to go to your stand-up shows?
No, I'd almost prefer if you don't. I mean, you can come whenever you want, but...
Yeah, I can.
It's okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's okay if you don't feel like coming ever. And
thank you. I love a man that can say that.
Yeah, and I almost would prefer that you don't
ever come.
Yeah, I would prefer that you never come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until I say so.
Until you give me permission.
Yeah, until you've been properly prepped. I don't know.
Like sterilized?
I don't know. I don't know what I meant.
I don't know even either, Chris.
I just love being gross, okay?
I know you Sorry. Do. Sorry. It's okay. Speaking of being gross.
Yeah.
If we have a kid by accident right now. Right now. All right. Uh-huh. After the state.
Yeah.
What job would you get aside from being a comedian to support our bastard?
Well, I mean, I did recently have a job. I was writing. Mm-hmm, that was okay.
Yeah, it's a job for sure. But yeah. Like, if that didn't work out, you know, not to be
probably a like a masseuse.
Oh. What kind of masseuse? Like geriatric, pediatric?
Those are the two types that you know, is old people and young people.
Pregnant women.
Well, I would practice on our baby.
Our baby is open for any sort of practice.
Open season on our baby.
Our bastard child.
I don't think I would do either of those. Okay. I think I would massage whoever, but my specialty would be like just people who want a massage.
That's a really good specialty for a masseuse.
That's how you get that baby money. Okay.
To whoever wants a massage. Would you be on the street or would you get like a store?
What?
What do you mean? That's a great question.
On the street, Zoe?
Yeah,
it's a little insulting to my profession.
Street massage. You've seen those.
I get certified. I had to go through a year of school.
What the hell? We just had a baby. We don't have a year to spend getting masseuse trained.
It's going to pay off, babe.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No way you're going to be best in your field.
I am. Why don't you have faith in me?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is why this cannot work. This is why we shouldn't have had that bastard child.
These hands, these golden hands, are going to bring the money in.
He's making boob squeezing motions with his hands.
It's a massage.
For the listener. That's not a massage, Chris. It's a
massage, come on.
That's a...
Come on, bro.
You got to stop. He's, if I could, I'm going to do some for the hearing, for the seeing impaired of what Chris is doing over the internet right now. He just twisted nipples.
That's motorboated. Shiatsu.
Motorboated.
Deep tissue.
Made dick mouth sucking Swedish. Motions.
Swedish massage.
Went back to the boob squeezing.
Okay, that was pussy eating. And
is that
Thai massage.
That was sorry, I confused pussy eating with boob squeezing.
It's okay.
It's happened to the best of us.
I have that effect on women. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot right now.
It is a lot, and yet not enough. How are we gonna pull this date out of a nosedive here?
I truly have no idea.
Just kidding. I think it's fun. I feel like you're inhibited.
I'm flustered. Let go. Yeah, yeah. You know why I'm inhibited?
Because you're hell of horny.
Because I'm hell of horny.
No, why are you inhibited?
No, that was a question I was asking you. Why you think I'm inhibited?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Shit. Chris.
What?
This is amazing. We have something in common.
What?
We both don't know.
Oh my god.
I know.
We're meant to be together.
Wow. What a game changer this was.
This is beautiful.
How would you know someone's your soulmate if they just walked into your life? Is there like something they could say or like something they could do or suggest date-wise that you'd be like, wow, this girl's the one?
Yeah. I think if I was like with somebody and then we broke up and it was like extremely painful. And then afterwards I'd be like, yeah,
that was my soulmate.
That's
wow, that got real for a second.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like, you know, or I don't know, they're nice or something.
Mm.
But mostly the first thing.
Mostly getting dumped. How would you dump me? How would you dump me?
Why would I do that?
Because clearly this isn't meant to be.
You don't think it's meant to be?
I do want to know, though.
I think we have great chemistry. Mm-hmm. I think we're just, you know, a little bit nervous because it's like, it's just like all these sparks right away.
It's like fireworks over here.
Yeah, and it's like, we're like two little puppies, you know? You bring fireworks around a dog and they just start freaking out, so.
You're right.
Puppy love and the fireworks, and yeah, it's a mixed metaphor, but it's true. I mean, you know.
Mixed metaphors can still be true.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, I don't think I would dump you. But if I had to, I would shoot a Roman candle at you until you left my house.
This is why I can't hide.
Yeah. I'll burn through whatever you're hiding inside of.
with the fireworks?
Smoke you out, yeah.
That's like the best way to get dumped.
To get smoked out?
Smoked out. Get the fuck out of here. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Chris Dorner style.
I wish I could have been there.
What?
Not really.
When Chris Dorner was smoked out of the cabin?
Yeah.
Burnt alive? You wish you could have been there?
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have filmed it.
All right, you guys. I'm going to interrupt really quickly.
Has it been 25 minutes already?
Actually, no, Chris, it is not.
Didn't feel like it.
Thank you so much for that.
Are you going to reset us?
No. This is not a reset. This is a 3-minute time limit. I'm just saying, like, if you want to close this date, Chris, or if you want to close this date, Clar.
I don't know what I want anymore. Zoe text you?
No, this is. I've been timing you, Chris. I've been watching and timing.
Did Zoe text you?
I thought we got 25 minutes.
You are. You will get 3 more minutes now, starting now.
3 more minutes now, starting now. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you confused?
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay.
I get it. Did you text him?
I didn't text him. I'm not cheating on you.
Are you dumping me because I wouldn't dump you?
No, I would never do that. Not to us.
All right.
But if I were to dump you?
You had this ready. That's why you're asking me.
No, I actually didn't have this ready, and I don't know why I started saying that, because I have no follow-up.
If you were to dump me, how would you do it? And why? Why do you think that you would have to dump me?
Honestly, this is why I'd have to dump you.
Too much in common. It's like looking in a mirror.
It is a little bit like looking in the mirror.
Have you faded out?
Yeah, I usually do the slow fade. That's a hairstyle. I usually do the slow drift.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I don't think I would do that with us. We have a child and a restaurant.
Yeah.
I would probably
have these tender, give
you
hands.
In the like divorce agreement, you can have the kid and I'll have the restaurant.
Jeez. Our relationship escalated so quickly over the course of this date.
I know.
It's like we had a first date and then we... Wait, so we fucked, right? Because there was a baby?
Yeah. Instant baby, though. I don't know how that happened.
Nice. And then and then we were married? No. I think that we were just... Were we properly married, or was it just because we had a baby?
No, we weren't married, but we have a restaurant for married people. No, right. For people who are about to have children, so...
Well, about it's just kind of more suggestive. Style. I didn't know that it was necessarily literally about starting a family as much as it was like, you know, how you make a baby, like by doing sex. And so it was more like a date restaurant or like a fuck restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Like a prelude.
It's so like appetite. A brothel.
No.
like a brothel with biscuits.
Yeah, biscuits.
Yeah, not a brothel, but a brothel with biscuits.
Right.
Yeah, that is an important
We're higher class than a regular brothel because we have biscuits.
Yeah. I've never been to a brothel, but if they serve biscuits, they might have like a bed and breakfast situation.
I think we're a little off track, and I think we're just recapping the date at this point.
Absolutely. Chris is right, and I'm going to jump in.
Good.
Now, okay, I'm going to run through some highlights real quick here.
Please don't.
Oh, yeah. You want to just play the whole thing back, or?
Believe me, I don't want to play the whole thing back. But
me neither.
I'm really excited to hear it in its entirety. The use of the word skillet in a sexual arena has really changed things for me, and I'm really excited about it because that's what I've learned from this date. Okay? Secondly, the power of Chris's sperm to produce an instant baby was very impressive. And lastly, this is the one, the hope that I had held out for Chris on this date, why I wanted him to take you out, Zoe, is I thought he would be able to, you know, open you up and kind of release some intimacy, but he was unable to.
Did I not try? I mean...
You, listen... You got her sweating, and you gave it
it's
your
a panic
all.
Panic sweat.
But this is just
that's
just,
the fourth
just,
reason you've given for that sweat, Zoe. I'm worried about.
It's
I know
call.
You're worried about me.
It's a call to future dates to just like, just don't let Zoe get away with these jabs. Like, break her open.
Yeah, she
let...
can run, but she can't hide.
Exactly.
Smoke her out, guys.
So, Chris.
I can't do this.
At the end of this date, you guys...
Zoe's covering her face and looking away.
You guys, you've already fed her biscuits with your hand. You've massaged tenderly your
baby.
Oh, babe.
I forgot about the massage. Oh, my God.
So much has happened. But this is the one question we ask at the end of every date. You walk her to her door. Mm-hmm. You're very familiar with L.A. You're confident in this place. You have three choices.
Okay.
You can A, you give her a firm handshake and say good night and good luck. Probably not see her again. You can B, give her a warm, sweet, intimate hug, maybe a peck on the cheek and say good night and maybe leave something for a second date. Or you can C, bring her inside and get down with that that power Chris sperm again, maybe create a Oof. Second baby.
Ugh.
Two babies in one night, Chris.
Yeah. You know, I thought C was going to be appealing until you brought my sperm into it. So I might just say, like, a hug. Like, a warm hug. You know?
At least it's warm, you know?
But, like, it's going to be a real horny hug.
All right, Chris, we'll did you have fun? You have fun with Zoe?
Oh, yeah, I had a fun time. I feel like she's humiliated somehow by this date, but that's okay.
Totally.
That's just Zoe.
That's
How about you, Zoe?
And I accept that.
I'm just glad that Chris accepts me. And I really hope I can sleep tonight.
Amen. I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's just a high anxiety situation.
Well, everybody should follow Chris Thayer on Twitter. He's the funniest human being alive, in my opinion. Chris Thayer says you should also follow Zoe. You know, she's right there. They're one and two, 1A and 1B, Madam Zubel. And you know, if you got a third following you, you follow Rory. I'm not even gonna give you my handle. It's not worth it.
Rory,
We're
not Rory.
Roy.
Okay.
I also, if I could just mention real quick, I'm going to be performing in San Francisco at the end of this month. I don't know when this is coming out, but
Almost immediately.
Cool. I have tour dates up at thisischristhayer.com, and I'm doing like 6 shows in San Francisco at the end of this month, December.
Cool. So go to our website, firstdatespodcast.wordpress.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes, also very important, but not this date. And just kidding. And until next time, happy dating.
I will say happy dating, but also go to those shows in San Francisco. Chris is hilarious. Go.
Yeah, you should go. I've seen his stand-up. It's good.
And so, yeah, happy dating.
Happy dating, everybody.
Happy dating.
Happy dating.
Happy dating.
Please.
Happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.